If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
I respect you, and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, Jaya.
And welcome to JFG Tonight. Sorry about the false start tonight. This dropped frame issues, and I believe I found the source of it. It's the multi-streaming. Something is wrong with multi-streaming, and whether I multi-stream from my own side, where it puts more demands on my computer, okay, that might be the explanation. But even when I multi-stream with the Streamlabs service, there are dropped frames. And I'm starting to believe that there is just some incompatibility triggered by multi-streaming on certain platforms, and that this has nothing to do with my computer, because my internet was working well, my computer was flowing. But now we're trying solo stream on YouTube only. Hopefully that will fix the issue. Multi-streaming may not be fully worked in yet. I don't know. I thought a lot of people were multi-streaming. I would hope that they have figured the bugs, but it seems they haven't figured that there's some configuration specialty with my system that they haven't figured. So hopefully we will get some flowy show now that we have found at least this issue. It's very hard to test these things because I have to actually do the stream to test this. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? We'll be doing a review of the news. An important message today for the incels. This is your time, boys. You may be desperate from the fact that you have attempted to approach women at the wrong moments of the seasons and the revolving around the sun, the planet's position. Right now, the planet is in perfect position for insemination, and it is the right time to approach females. Just be out there, be a little more aggressive on your approach. Even if you were rejected months ago because you're ugly, or women don't like you, or you're too weird, or you don't have the good flow, let me tell you, everything can change right now. Because women, they don't actually love you anyways. They're not capable of love. So what's happening is mostly that they are following seasons. And they are a woman to be able to love, in quotation mark here, because this is female love. It's very different from male love. But to be able to love or to open up to a man, a woman must be desperate. And she must have no outs. She must be in debt. She must be homeless. That is how you get love from a woman. And right now is the right moment because we're kind of in an economic stagnation with the Iran war. The summer is coming, the rents are renewing, and poverty is hitting the females hard because females have been carried through a system of daycare, essentially, where they get jobs. They get jobs anywhere they go. And all of the young females are pulled into the service industry, hotels, restaurants, tips, if not worse, if not like OnlyFans and prostitution. Now, all of this system relies on a money spam that happens in fictitious economies. The money spam of the zombie economy of the modern world. Now, this is showing weaknesses right now. So right now is your moment to attack. Right now is your moment to inseminate. Right now is the moment to go. I'm walking around. I see women coming out, new hairstyles, showing sexier dresses. This is desperation. I see it out there, guys. I go buy burgers and I see it. There's desperation coming. And desperation is the perfect, what do they call it? aphrodisiac. Desperation in a female is going to just soften her legs. Ty Rogerson says, correct, my girlfriend moved out of her dad's place 2 months ago. Absolutely. Disruption of the real estate market, Iran war, economic poverty. This means sex for you guys, the incels out there. It is the time to pick up a woman. It is the time to catch that desperation, be the safety net that the state has tried so hard to be to replace you. So when you deal with these women that are desperate, you need to offer the position, and then don't spend too much time on a woman, because they're just collecting. Right now in the dating sphere, the women are just collecting their options. So your window of action is for the next 8 months, approximately. In fact, shorten it to maybe the next 5 months. 5-6 months, okay? Before they set themselves in a new year, when the fall enters, September, October, now they get set into a mindset and they know what they're going to do for the next winter and up to the next spring. So you want to attack in the next 4 to 5 months by distributing offers for marriage, to come live with you, to be your girlfriend. Just distribute like a pamphlet, like an activist. And don't necessarily invest time on a single woman, because they will be collecting such offers from dozens of men. But what you want to do is you just make sure that you're present for the ones that come back. For the ones that are so desperate, they are absolutely about to become homeless. They will not even want to establish a relationship with you before. It will be just at the moment where they are about to become homeless. But you have to be there at that moment with your offer pre-made maybe 1 month, 2 months, 4 months ago, so that it's set in their mind, I'm going to be homeless if I don't get fucked by this guy. And then you sell them the advantages of being a mom, and maybe you can scrape the bottom of the drawers of society, get one or two more babies. John Drake says, AI and robots are knocking off women's jobs faster and harder, supposedly. This is great news for single guys. Absolutely. You know, at this point, most men are in a position where they are not... Like, as men, we have been rejected, especially as white heterosexual men. We've been rejected from the whole system. So I don't care. Burn it down. Just burn it down. I mean, if it's gonna be H-1Bs in their cities with females, with white females being dragged to these cities to do the service industry, to live on tips from H-1Bs, from fictitious money, from GPU investment companies, then fuck this shit. If there's no way for me to cash in on it, fuck this whole thing and let it crash, and I'm going to be there to collect the woman that fall from it. Your shit show is over, hopefully. I'm not saying all of this will happen this summer, but I'm saying it's going to happen in the next few years. Every summer, you're going to get more and more desperation from the inability to live in the cities anymore. These cities have become monsters, and they are monsters of cost, and everyone is defrauding each other. It's a whole system of inflation and fictitious economic input. S. Gray sends $2. Thank you so much for the super chat. Vance is considering abandoning the 2028 presidential run, sources say, according to the Mail. I don't know if this is a particularly trustable claim. And I don't know that we should celebrate that much that Vance is not going to be the candidate. Vance definitely doesn't have much appeal. He hasn't been particularly present. His strategy has been mostly to do nothing and be withdrawn and say nothing. But the fact that he's being pushed aside for someone like Rubio is actually maybe a bad news, because it shows that the people in power have a plan. They have a plan for keeping the subversion of America going. Sadie Edward says, "I don't tip anymore." That might get you in trouble, or they might complain. But I like the energy. I tip only if you take my dick. I tip only if you take my dick, ladies. Marby Dog says, "Women used to become waitresses out of desperation. Now they get a college education and then become a waitress. Not smart." Oh yeah, absolute loss of time and loss of everyone's productivity. Complete destruction of society just for this liberty. This liberty moment during which woman will just display signals of beauty for years of their fertile life without settling on it. So you're displaying all this shit. You're walking around with your cute dress, with your sexy hair that you spent hundreds of dollars maintaining blonde. All of this for nothing. All of this for shit. And Nick Fuentes is absolutely black-pilled, and rightfully so. He reminds his audience, someone was asking, "Are you serious when you talk black-pill like this?"
"As always, I respect your honesty, Goat, but I did find your take about Jewish supremacy and the fate of white people on Alex Jones' black-pill. You did say we shouldn't give up, but is it really that bad?"
That's your question? So you heard my take, and your question is, really? I saw what you said on Alex Jones. Did you really mean that? Did you really say that? Yeah. No, upon further consideration after your question.
He goes on to say, it's that bad. It's terrible. Yes, we are. It's worse than you could possibly imagine. Absolutely correct. Our societies are completely out of control. Out of our control. They are in the control of other people, of course, who are cashing in on it. And it's going to be a nightmare that goes on for all of your life. You're not even going to see the resolution of it. You're not even going to get out. We have a super chat by Case.
"Papa JF, what's that video? A biophysics grad was just detained under BC's Mental Health Act. About? Can you really get detained after some psychiatrist sees you in public and deems you crazy on just a whim, lol?"
Well, technically, yes. technically, yes, in Canada. And let me tell you, in more and more states of the US, that is also the case. A psychiatrist can just decide that you are a danger to yourself or a danger to others. Now, this particular video is a guy. He has strong political opinions. So people are saying, "JF, go see his Twitter, he's crazy." Irrelevant. You shouldn't be kidnapped for being crazy. Absolutely irrelevant. So this guy is still, no matter how crazy you want to say his beliefs are, doesn't matter. As far as I can tell, he's against something like legal responsibility for not informing people correctly, which is kind of a reasonable take. I mean, just the base of it doesn't seem like absolute insane schizophrenic. The base position of it seems like, oh, there are some corporation that should inform better people about what they do and the impact on their life. All right. So, and he goes around warning these corporations by giving them pamphlet and saying, "Hey, you should check this out. I think there might be some things you can improve in your service, whatever." And it's like, okay, guy has an obsession about this particular thing, and it's a political cause. It doesn't matter how crazy he goes about it, unless he threatens people. You shouldn't be taken by psychiatrists for political beliefs, no matter how extreme they are, as long as they're not violent. So in this particular case, his family was reporting all sorts of things about him. By the way, if you're the family member of someone who's a little bizarre, do not do them the disservice of talking to a psychiatrist. Do not go get government agents and say, "Oh, he's talking weird. Oh, we're worried about him." No, you think you're just worried about him. They will convert your worries into actual imprisonment. So if you are the family member of someone who just is weird or is extremely politically engaged, you may not fully understand what he's doing. But he doesn't deserve to be put in jail or in psychiatric hospitals for this. So all of this to say, his family reports him and all worries. And there was a psychiatrist who apparently tracked him because he was observed by a psychiatrist apparently against his will or without even knowing. And it's like, this guy's political point is don't do things to people that they don't consent to. And boom, you got a psychiatrist doing exactly this to him. Does that not speak to the relevance of his complaint? So the psychiatrist sees him in a cafeteria distributing his pamphlets or whatever, or having some other weird behavior. The psychiatrist certifies him. And so that's why this guy just chilling around in his car doing his thing. The police arrest him and they say, you've been certified. By certified, they mean it's been certified by a psychiatrist that you are to be kidnapped because you're too weird. So that's the story. And John Drake says, yes, you can make a complaint about your neighbors in Ontario and have them committed to a mental facility for 48 or 72 hours without charge. All on your word. It's ridiculous. Absolutely, absolutely unacceptable. That's why I fled these places. And people are telling me stories from inside the communist region of the Northern America, which is to me everything outside of Alberta. It's horrible. They are absolutely cracking down on families. They're stalking children. They're asking all sorts of questions to parents, like, is your child spending time on the internet? Like, we are at this point where they are actively looking to kidnap your child. And the questionnaire that they give you when you go to the hospital for whatever other reason, like, it's like, oh, well, my child has a little cough here. Can we do something about it? And they will scan your entire life. They will ask how much time they spend on the internet. They will report you. You'll get kidnapped by these systems. That is why I had to flee. This has to change. It's horrible for the people who are stuck there. And I hope that these places just abolish themselves. I hope that they become such nightmares that people don't want to live there anymore and that they get the economic morass that they deserve, which is that you should be stuck with the sheep population that accepts this treatment. GM for the People says the RCMP used to have a device called the fruit machine, but it did not operate on phenotypes. GM for the People, I will be, you know, you've been a long-term listener of the show. I will give you one warning. If you ever do in the next 20 years, a chat like this that is meant to get me to read a hard word, I will ban you forever. Because I'm being extremely sensitive these days. Because I can see what you guys are doing. Okay? I can see that there's currently a gay up on the internet. And you guys, some of these guys are sending me repeated emails trying to get me to engage on old talking points. And it's, I know what you're doing. You're trying to bring back extremism or something. You're trying to get creators to commit a mistake. You're trying to get us to read your edgy comments. I will be banning hard in the next few years. Because I can see that you guys are agents of a fucking paid-for internet campaign, okay? So be on your best fucking behavior, because I will randomly ban. I do not misconstrue your intention, GM for the People. I'm announcing to you how I'm going to treat your intention, independent of what's happening in your retarded fucking brain. All right? I'm telling you, this will be the truth of the banhammer. It will fall onto you. Rachel Wilson has a theory on Megyn Kelly. She says that, trust me on this, she's losing it. She's not doing well. I can tell by the bizarre hairdo. So, apparently Rachel Wilson...
I have to be honest.
...is capable of reading female emotional state in hairdo. And you can see that Megyn Kelly went for the absolute... you know, Megyn Kelly is so fascinating because here she has a sided pigtail. I mean, sided pigtail is like I'm 16-year-old type of signaling. It's really one of the most horrish ways of arranging a pigtail, especially for an old woman. It really means I'm trying hard. I'm trying hard to look young. Megyn Kelly wearing the sided pigtail, cheap at any price, says post-menopause arc. And Rachel Wilson is saying she's losing it. So internally, apparently, it's not going well into Megyn Kelly's mind. I didn't expect the corruption to be quite as widespread as it has been. The self-dealing, the lining of his and his family's pocket, it's shocking. You look across the board at the Trump family. Though she's right. She's right about what she's saying about the Trump situation. Ty Rogerson says, young girl hanging out at the pinball ice cream joint in the 80s. Yes. Yes, that is what the sided pigtail signals. Absolutely. A meteor. This is like absolute randomness. A volcano. Oh, well, I'm going to have to refresh this video. A volcano is in eruption, and at the same time, a meteorite comes from the sky, will be disintegrating here in the atmosphere. So you already have this. Boom! That must be very rare that we catch an active eruption plus a big meteorite, which comes as a green line on the screen. Fantastic. Asmongold has been theorizing about what led to this, because this whole build-up between Nick Fuentes and Dan Bilzerian has kind of shown up out of nowhere. And Asmongold has the theory that it all started with the Keith Woods, Nick Fuentes discussion. And I think that Asmongold is probably correct, because Nick does a pure intellectual critique on this clip. He says, you know, there are people like Dan Bilzerian who believe in an alliance between the left and the right. And it's too hard. Even if we were to oppose to certain Israeli actions together, down the line, the left truly hates us. They truly want us dead. And he's right. Absolutely. Nick is right, which is why any alliance with the left must be very circumstantial, must be useful to advancing our own causes. But yeah, there is ultimately no hope for the left, because they are the ones who actually take issue with the entirety of meritocracy, whiteness, heterosexuality, family. The left wants to destroy it all. Scientists have discovered a tiny alien-like blue octopus. That's a report by Polymarket, but I think I've already featured this on the show many years ago. I think this is not a new discovery, but a very cute octopus that looks like an alien. We have George St. Pierre. George St. Pierre is becoming kind of an anthropologist. He seems to be starting a YouTube podcast type of thing. My name is George St. Pierre. For decades, I pushed my body and mind to the limit inside the octagon. Now I'm channeling that same curiosity and discipline into exploring what fascinates me alongside incredible guests from sports and performance to health, wellness, history, anthropology, philosophy, and even the unexplained. So here he is learning how to swing trash bags into a trash truck.
There's a trick about garbage men. I used to do that. So when you grab a bag, okay, you always have to go in rotation. And then you go like this. You don't want to go, right? You don't want to go like this. Because you do that 1,000 times a day, you're going to hurt your back. So you always like going.
Exactly, you have to turn,
yeah. Or sometimes you go like this, right?
Well, Georges St-Pierre, a very human guy. Man, I loved when he was arriving with this with this karate suits. I'm trying to find the place where he shows it in his intro. Man, those were big moments of Georges St-Pierre. When he was arriving with this karate suit and the white one, man, I watched all of these moments on TV. I was watching MMA channels. Back then, I had actually the MMA channel, 24/7 MMA stuff was playing, including the fights of Georges St-Pierre. See, this karate suit was so badass. It was so badass when you were seeing GSP enter the stadium with this suit. I find it so horrible what they did with the suits in the UFC, where they all normalized it to the Reebok thing or some other company. And it's like, it doesn't feel epic. This was epic. This was epic when GSP was arriving dressed like this, ready to do MMA, full style, karate, full contact. That was absolutely great. There is a cleanup happening at X. Some of the creators that were monetized but that have been abusing the system to just meme out of the quality of others and just steal content from others are being demonetized. And although I don't support censorship, I think this is not censorship. This is actually going after exploiters of the system. Massimo, I had blocked him 2 years ago because I was annoyed by the slop content he was producing. It was very clear that all he was doing was find the way to frame it in the most engagement farming way possible, and he would farm engagement on it. He would ask questions. He was one of these accounts that asked the typical, so what do you think? Or like show some scientific thing and then what do you think? And all of his content was always taken from tweets that I had seen like 1 week ago, 2 weeks ago. He was truly a recycler. Now he has been demonetized. Excellent decision by Elon Musk. I was commenting earlier at the beginning of the show. Spring is the ideal time for insemination. That's because women are generally incapable of true love. They love a man because they need to find a home and not go homeless. And a lot of those rent rotations happen in the spring. As the despair of rent renewal and economic tightness sets in, and the trees begin to bud, the human female begins to soften up. She starts simulating and acting like a being capable of love with the goal of capturing a provider male. Thus, males who have had poor success in dating in the past should try again by synchronizing their search with this season in order to successfully capture an insemination target. Excellent moment right now to be looking for females. Subversion Stopper sends a super chat on X Chat. He says, hello, JF. Different seasons being more optimal for insemination. I've never heard this topic explored before. I would be interested to see it explored further, perhaps even or multiple shows. By the way, you're now in the top 20 creators on XMR chat. Congrats. Well, thanks to you for suggesting this means of receiving super chats. Yeah, as far as the seasonality of it, it's a thing in nature. It already exists in nature. In most species, there is some effect of seasonality. And in fact, in many species, it's strongly seasonal. The breeding, the rut, as they call it, or the breeding season. And it's understandable since the moment at which you make babies in the year will be impacted a lot by what your lifestyle is, what your ecological niche is. So if you're a species that confronts winters, of course, winter will be a strong determinant. You will want to breed in the spring so that your babies are born before the winter, or you will want to breed in the fall so that your babies are born straight in the next summer. So it's all the cycle of life extremely relies on these circumstantial and ecological limits. And it's almost impossible that we would have had no seasonal patterns in humanity. Now, on top of it, in modern life in humanity, you have an extra effect, which is the seasonality of the entire economic sector that is currently draining females away from reproductive life. So all of the things that we do in society that drain female corporate work is all of it is seasonal too. All of it relies on economic cycles. You just have to think, if you want to think, how do I get a woman? You need to think, where will women be unleashed from their corporate daycare leash? So just think about a chicken restaurant. They serve chicken. They have, on the side, they have this bar section with sports bar section. There's a bunch of beautiful women that are working both at the service level, cashier level, and the bar section for the tips on alcohol. Now, all of this machine that a chicken restaurant with bar side is, I'm thinking of the Saint-Hubert restaurants in Quebec or the Boston Pizzas in the English world. All of this relies on a money input. And the money input is there economic activities in your area? Because money that is paralyzed will not really make it much into those places. So you really need workers, you need builders who are tired, they want to get a shot at maybe getting into a bar so they can pick up girls. There's people who are hungry because they worked all day, but all of this ultimately relies on some money has been thrown into some place. And when that money dries out, the first affected will be the low-level cashier, bartenders, and restaurant service woman who were there to catch some of that money fall. And this is where you need to be. I'm not telling you go to the restaurant to try to approach the cashier or the server. They probably will not be in a mood to be approached. But I'm telling you, be aware of what are the events in the economic cycle that will unleash free females onto the streets. And you have to be there to catch them. It's you would invest that much thinking if you were fishing, right? I was 8 years old and we were strategizing with my father. We're going to go fish at this rock. The levels of water are that high. I think it's a great spot. There's a little swirl of water that will be good to catch some of the bigger fish that come in to catch the smaller fish. That is how you approach fishing. You should think at least as hard, if not 10 times harder, to approach dating. You should think not on when you're fishing. You know that the way to fish is not to to have the best fishing rod or the best extremity bait at the fishing rod. The way to fish is to understand where fish will be. You know that's the right way to go. Well, the same thing applies to the dating world. You need to know where the woman will be, where they will be most desperate for food, and when they will be catchable. Rachel Wilson, herself, an excellent public speaker on the questions of dating and femalehood. She says, 3 of my 5 children were born on the same date in the middle of February, March, and April. All 5 were born within that 8 weeks span between mid-February and mid-April. What mean? I used to always joke that I have a lucky time of year. No, yeah, it's not luck at all. It means that you've been following some biological pattern. So if I calculate it, we're talking February birth. So we're talking -2, -7. We're talking May insemination. So you have it. That's exactly what I'm talking about. This is what I've been saying all day on Twitter. I have an insemination pattern that means insemination now on May. So you got inseminated repeatedly on May of multiple years again and again. So that's what I'm saying. We are in a seasonal species. And what it means is that you were waiting for the winter to end so that the rough times end, so that you can be at your best for fertility and for the capabilities to carry that pregnancy. And then your children are born at the point where the winter is almost over in February. So that is spring breathing. It is one way to go at it. It's not the only solution, especially in humanity. All solutions are possible, but it's definitely the most expected pattern of breeding in a species, because you avoid the roughness of the winter on the initial pregnancy part of the pregnancy, and then you avoid the complications that could come from having a baby born in the coldest part of the winter. So you don't want these days it doesn't matter all that much, but traditionally you in a cold winter nation, you don't want babies to be born exactly on January 1st or something like this, because they're going to be in a rough place. If you have heating issues, if you have difficulties of food sourcing. So definitely you've just been following the pattern, which is why I'm telling all the incels that are watching us tonight, try your shot in the next month. Try your shot on multiple females. They are available right now. They are getting more and more desperate. I would want a little more economic squeeze. I would want the stock markets to crash by 50% value, ideally. But if we can't get that crash, there's still a shot for you out there to take, and you should take it. Rachel says, 3, jackass. Nobody cares. All 3 of them. Okay, so she's responding to some... Oh yeah, the people on the chat. Yeah, I think I'm going to tell Sadie Edward and the other mods, we're going to start to ban more. We're going to start to ban more because I'm seeing these fuckers coming. They are paid agents to come to seed insults and invectives on my show. They are trying to get people frustrated. And antagonism at this point, I think we're going to be easy on the ban. It's not that I want to ban any sort of opposition. But if you're there to antagonize, you are not helping the conversation to go forward. And for the quality of this show, we have to get rid of you. Rachel says, I lurk in a lot of places. Lol, I've always thought JFG was interesting. We get along. Yes, I love Rachel. I love Andrew. They are great people. You know, they are the one family. They are like Adam and Eve, as far as I'm concerned. It's like the one family out there that's been unaffected by modernity. people were asking me, Jeff, you should cancel Rachel. She's a whore. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? If I cancel Rachel, there's really nothing left. She's all I have left. She's the last loyal woman. I cannot cancel Rachel or else every woman sucks. I don't know why it is. I don't know why the internet goes so hard on these two. Rachel Wilson and Andrew Wilson. It's like I don't know why they try so hard to pull them down, where it's like, here's an example of what to look up to. Like a couple that actually doesn't even compete with each other, but they build together. Like, do you know how many decades it's been since I heard of a male and a female building something together? It's been decades. It's been decades I haven't even thought that it could be a possibility. Rachel Wilson says, I'm not a whore at all. I know you're not. My body count is exceptionally small. And all. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it would be extremely misplaced of me to cancel Rachel Wilson for being a whore because of my past. Because of my past. I have had my horror moments, I must say. In fact, sometimes I'm wondering if it's even over. I have not been brought back in the light of Jesus yet. It would make absolutely zero sense for me to cancel Rachel for whoring. Rachel could actually go on the streets right now, try whoring as hard as she can. I don't think she would beat me at the end. Like, at the end of it, I would still be more whorish than her. Rachel Wilson says, basically, I've only been with people I've tried to create a family with. That effort failed twice, but not because I was promiscuous. Yeah, that was my impression, too. I don't know. The thing is, you reach a level of popularity on the internet, like the one that Andrew has reached, and you end up just facing the entirety of the stupid, retarded world. And you haven't seen that before. As long as you're relatively small, as long as you don't drag too much attention to you, you don't have psyops going after you, you don't have the 60 IQs going after you, you don't see any of it. So you can live like me, an intellectual life, you know, trying to keep some elite circle with whom it's interesting to discuss. But when you go like Andrew Wilson and you become a endemic celebrity, now it's like, now you're faced with the stupidest people in the world. And it's not even clear what they want to do. You want to cancel Andrew Wilson? You want to cancel Rachel Wilson? How does one do this? Why do you want to accomplish this? Don't you prefer just not watching them? No, I want to destroy them. Okay. We have James Fish back here bragging about his catch of the season. I met her last week, got engaged on Wednesday, completed all of Catholic marriage prep on Thursday, found a venue Friday, and got married yesterday. Now hire me as a governor so I can deliver this level of speed and efficiency for Florida. So he has caught this reproductive target. He is now, I mean, the inclination here, this shows the dominance relationship right here. I mean, we're talking perpendicular. 90 degrees perpendicular. This guy has to extend his neck. I'm worried about his breathing here. He has to extend his neck to show affection here. Here they are chilling in some sort of Vegas style hotel. And here he is youthening himself with a side hat. That's a sad trick, bro. If I ever have to wear a side hat to look young, I'm just giving up at this point. I'm just accepting that I'm old. I'm okay with the little tricks. You know, I shaved my beard. I look younger. But the side hat, that's a little hard to take. The side hat is it doesn't save you from your age. Now, I don't know what to think about James Fishback. I haven't developed a very detailed position on him yet. He is weird. He seems to be one of these guys who is, you know, like these workaholics who they always push these hustlers. He seems to be a hustler. He comes from a Colombian family, so genetically South American. He lives in Florida, which is, to me, it's a shithole that cannot be saved. To me, like, you tell me Florida, I think toilet drain, really, just literal sewer shit. So it's like, do I agree with his Republican right-wing ideas? Sure, I'm sure we agree on 90%. I haven't looked into the details. But he's fundamentally in a place that cannot be saved, in my view. And he seems to be intellectually open. I've seen him comment on Nick Fuentes and not be overly hostile at Nick Fuentes. So, okay, an open mind. I don't have much to say about him other than maybe he's going to be an interesting person to look at in the political rises. But he seems always to be hustling just a little too hard. And it's like, this is actually the culture of Florida. That's actually how you get girls in Florida. It's like you keep hustling to the point where a girl walking in Miami is just receiving endless approaches from hustlers from all walks of life. And he seems to have been hustling with his last girl. So this whole marriage has happened in a flash way. By the way, I'm totally for flash marriages. Absolutely do that. That I don't take issue with. I'm totally for flash marriages because down the line, it doesn't matter how much you connect to the girl. You won't do anything special in those 6 months to a year that will get you to know her better or she will know you better. The fact is, everything down to insemination is all a bluff. So people say, oh, well, don't do it too quick. Think about it. Get to know the person. You don't know the person. To delay marriage is the equivalent of to play a game of poker, but to never come to the point where you drop the cards on the table. And that game of poker really sucks because it's all about bluff. It's all about fiction. Like, I won't know if I won until I see the cards on the table. Well, the cards on the table in biology is insemination. So get the quickest you can to insemination, marriage or not. That should be your goal because everything before is a bluff. A woman, I've seen women be absolutely fantastic up to the moment they were inseminated and then become fucking monsters. And so it's like, whether you wait for the fantastic moment for 3 years or 7 years, it won't change. She will become evil if she has to become evil when she's inseminated. So you might as well know the earliest that she's going to fuck you over. So absolutely, I agree with this marriage timing. Now, I may not agree with everything that James Fishback has been doing because it seems that he had a girlfriend. I'm looking for the picture here. That appears to be who his girlfriend was before. And then he started with his fucking hustling. He started making memes and jokes around, I'm going to be on Tinder. I'm going to be on Tinder, and they covered this in the New York Post, because that's where the young females are, the young female voters. And that is... That is unacceptable to me because you are shaming your woman. You are kind of suggesting publicly that maybe you're going to catch another woman and that you're going to be on this dating site. And, oh yeah, it's for electoral purposes, but we all know it's not. So I would attribute fault here. Now, I don't know the details. Sometimes there are reasons that sometimes a woman has already left you in her mind. Sometimes you are in a relationship and it's very clear that she's not with you anymore. And so it's possible that he was feeling like, hey, she's dropping me under the bus. All right, we're doing some bans. Yes, we have caught some bans. We will be banning people permanently. We're cleaning up, guys. Everyone has to go. I want Sadie Edward and the mods to be absolutely on point. Detect all of these subversives that are coming on the regular chat and ban, just ban, ban, ban. They're going to come by the hundreds in the coming 2 years because it's political season. It's like these guys have not annoyed me with these slurs and all for like 2 years. Suddenly they activate when the midterms are in, they activate when the 2028 preparations are in. You're banned. I don't know if James Fishback may have had a legitimate reason to get on Tinder. It's possible that he was feeling that his current girlfriend was less and less with him. Let me tell you, at this point, I've seen so many girlfriends and wives detach from me. I can see it months in advance. I can see it before they even fully know it inside of them. One of the signs as a personality on the internet, one of the signs that's like 100% accurate is if they convert from watching my show every day to, oh, I won't watch your show tonight, and oh, I won't watch your show in 2 days from now. That to me is an announcement. 3 months down the line, they're demanding divorce. That is what they do. And in your own life, if you're not a YouTuber, you will see equivalents of this. There will be something that they always did and that they were always happy to do for you. They would care for you in some way every day, and they're going to stop doing it all of a sudden. And that's a sign that they're preparing to go away. So I don't know if that happens to James Fishback. In any case, I am happy that no matter what the breach happened in his past relationship, he is now in another relationship ready to inseminate. As far as the rumors around him, it's like a 16 or 17-year-old girl. He was making this debate. He was funding this whole debate foundation that seeks to foment debate in the youth. And of course, it's like no one gives a shit about debate. We care about getting our dicks wet. And so of course he fucked the young debater woman. What are we talking about here? So we're supposed to be shocked by this, but it's like they're calling it, and there was a past inappropriate relationship with the 17-year-old. If you want to make these relationships inappropriate, you have to make them illegal. I do not recognize the label inappropriate. It's not a thing. So either it was legal or it wasn't legal, and it was legal. So it's I don't take any of this attempt at smearing him. Absolutely, we have to throw all of this under the bus. We have to make it clear that society is a breathing entity. And if you are in the legal range, you are opened for breeding season. And you are an open target for consensual request of sex. That's all I could find about him. I mean, there's these articles trying to smear him. A 17-year-old. You know, all of your ancestors were fucked at 17-year-old, and you are born from millions and millions of girls that were 17-year-old. Okay? You wouldn't exist if it wasn't this. If your great-great-grandparents waited until they were 30, you would be inexistent. And that's also what will happen to your descent if you wait until you're 30. Your descent will not exist. Overton Window says, haha, JF is going mainstream. I don't think there's such a thing as me ever possibly going mainstream. But I believe that what's happening is that the world will slowly come to us. I mean, I don't believe there will be such a thing as mainstream in 50 years from now. When you think about it, like, what will that be? There will just be bubbles. There will be a bunch of people who are pro-Jewish and pro-Israel, and they're going to have their own networks. Of course, they always did. There's going to have this bunch of other people with other beliefs. Did I miss? Oh, yeah, I forgot to read the super chat. Rip MSG says, since we're talking about the Wilsons, it always bugs me when people call Andrew a cuck. A cuck is a victim of deception, false paternity belief, totally different with a step parent. What do you think? Oh, yeah, that's always been my position. You know, it is absolutely not to be rejected if you don't have a woman. But you have an offer from a single mom who you believe is your best shot. You believe is going to give you babies. It is absolutely not a deal breaker. It's a contract. You need to think about it. You need to think about your value on the rest of the market, and you need to estimate, do I reach happiness with this woman? So some of the factors to consider if a single mom is an option for you is you need to estimate, is she a single mom because she's deeply fucked inside? Or is she a single mom because of some other circumstance which she may not have controlled? Now, never believe the single mom. She's going to lie. Whatever she says is going to be like 50-50, maybe true, maybe not. You'll never know. So you need to estimate her character. You need to understand her. And you need to understand what happened with these past relationships. Why did she end up a single mom? But in terms of the decision you have to make, it boils down to the exact same thing. What's her window of reproduction up to 35 years old? And how many babies can you have with her? Period. Period. Now, back 100,000 years ago, the caveman walking around, maybe getting with a single mom was kind of troublesome because the babies of the last relationship will consume some deer meat, and that will... Maybe if the situation is tight in poverty and short of nutrition, maybe it matters then. But in the modern world, a woman's value is strictly one thing. The number of 9-month window up to 35 years old in which you can come inside of her. There is nothing else in a woman. You need to... And, you know, it's like you're going to be like, oh, she's kind, and oh, the way she touches my dick feels very good. You need to abolish all of this out. You just push this negative energy out, and you need to rebuild the pillar. Calculate the window of time between now and 35 years old. What is the volume here? This is how you need to approach it. And on that standard, which is the objective rational standard, because it's not like existing babies will be taking resources. It's like at this point, the state is spamming money onto you if you have many children. So everyone is on welfare. And anyways, even a low salary in the US will actually maintain a large family. So you need to push all of this side information to the side and calculate what is the number of babies that can be produced before she's 35. And then maybe you get a baby at 36 and 37. Those are bonuses. But down the line, it matters how much value does she have, how many windows of 9 months before she's 35. David last name says the Tinder bit was basically a publicity stunt. Yes. Rachel Wilson says, I tried to break up with Andrew twice because I thought he was way too good for me. 19 years later, I am glad he didn't listen to me. But even Andrew says the vast majority of the time, it's not a good bet. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I wouldn't say go out there and seek a single mom. But then the other consideration, once you have estimated the baby production capability, now you need to balance it with another factor. Your value on the sexual market and your other opportunities. Now it's all about, yeah, you could go for a single mom who's 34 and you have only one baby that you hope to get from her. Go for it if you don't have any other options. So it's all about what are my other options? And most of the time as a guy, and this is something that women cannot possibly understand, most of the time as a guy, you don't get to choose any single thing in your entire life. Not a woman, not a job, not even your IDs. This is what I'm trying to explain to the boomers when they're like, JF, it's kind of weird what you're doing on the internet. It's like, JF, what about your book's title, your upcoming book, White People Food? That's kind of provocative. And I want you to understand something. You don't get to choose. I didn't get to choose my life path. I did all sorts of things in academia, and then I saw there was no hope and no money to be made. And then I followed my instincts into whatever could work on the media. And then I found, okay, well, people really like it when I talk about biology and race. All right, this is going to be my statement about race. And then these women come to you and they divorce you and they lie about you because they don't want other women to be attracted to you. But it doesn't work because some women are turned on by your bad boy attitude. And then you fuck all of them. That's life. That's life of a man. I'm a very lucky man to have had this life, but I have chosen none of it. I have chosen literally none of it. A woman comes to me, I fuck her. That's what I do. Rachel Wilson says, Andrew has very low tolerance for female nonsense, and I think I won mostly based on the fact that I am pretty tolerable compared to my competition. Well, here's the beauty of Rachel Wilson and why this couple works. What Rachel has done in her life here, so she has just told us that she felt like she was not good enough for Andrew, and she wanted to leave him out of this kind of misplaced empathy. And here's a textbook good decision by Andrew. Because ultimately the world is well ordered when the man is building a project onto a woman. Women have to start not seeing themselves as decision makers, but they have to see themselves as a 3D Minecraft universe. They have to see themselves as a blank slate. Not that we are blank slates. Blank slates theory in psychology doesn't work. That's another thing. But you have to see yourself as a slate. And here what Rachel ended up doing is, instead of following her instinct, which was, oh no, you're not the right guy for me, I'm not the right woman for you, you should get better. No. Let the man build onto you. He's going to build a life that's not only good for himself, but good for you too. And in a way, Andrew Wilson carried Rachel into a much happier place today. with several children, happiness, children soon becoming adults, grandchildren will be coming on in the chain. So the key is Rachel let Andrew build a space, build a 3D space in her blank Netherlands. And this is the beauty of a well-working male-to-female relationship. For females to have their own self-initiated desires is actually very dangerous, because most females, honestly, and Rachel is a super high IQ person, but even Rachel, there is not a single female who has perfect emotional capability to integrate the real world properly. They do not have the exact same mechanism that males have for rational decision making. And they will be mistaken, misled by their female instincts on many things, on the relative valuation of the male and the female. It's so much better for, this is why Christianity kind of works. It's that Christianity tells a woman, basically, shut the fuck up and trust Jesus. Here's this entity, Jesus. He's got it. Figure it out. Now, it's kind of a lie because it's like, it's mostly your husband. It's most the man, if they listen to that lie, they will be misled into thinking, oh, well, if Jesus got it, then so be it. I don't have anything to do. The reality is that the Christian message that I hear very often in churches, in modern churches, this whole abandon yourself to Jesus, is kind of just good enough for woman. It's literally what woman should do. But then as a man, you have to learn also that Jesus is not going to do it all for you. You need a couple of tricks. You need to know how to build the world onto your female. Sadie Edward says, happiness is a kitchen table crowded with smiling, familiar faces. Talking about kitchen, today I was finishing up just last recipes and touch and revisions to white people food. I will soon be able to order the first print. Today I was looking at my proportions for creme brulee. Bro, that is another thing. The first thing you do when you get white people food, which should be available for purchase in September or October, you do an Eggs Benedict. And Rachel, you let me know if you want me. I will send you a free copy of the book, because I really love you and Andrew. And I would love if Rachel could prepare a Eggs Benedict from white people food to Andrew. I would love that, because my Eggs Benedict is easy to make and it just takes the breakfast to a superior level. But the second thing you can do is then you go to the creme brulee page. And the creme brulee is super easy to make. It's literally just sugar, yolk, egg yolk, and cream. And now you get a superb dessert for very little money. Now you got your creme brulee. Rachel says, wait, you made a cookbook? I would love to try it. Rachel, let me tell you, I have not made a cookbook. I have written an encyclopedia of recipes for the entire European world, from Russian to French cuisine to American fast food. I have done enormous research and pounded into existence this absolute newborn, I'm going to show it on screen, this absolute beauty that white people food is. A 300-page book about everything food-related. Here's the creme brulee page recipe. If you want a quick shot of the diversity of stuff, you'll see it here on the left. Paxi donut, bœuf bourguignon, green beans, casserole, sausage roll, toad in the hole, the entirety of the history of sauces, French sauces, sauerkraut, breakfast sandwiches, all possible breakfast platters, chicken and waffles, Breton galette saucisse, pâté en croûte, chicken wings, all possible sauces, bagna coda, Caesar salad, platter and art sopa from Sweden, chicken and dumpling from Pennsylvania, sweet breads with lardon. We have some of the best fries you can possibly ever make. I have all of the recipes for the fast food classic fries, the bistro brown fries, the Quebec poutine brown fries, the golden fries. We have the fry sauces, a total of 20 different sauces that you can eat with fries. I will absolutely send a free copy to you, Rachel. And yes, crème brûlée today was improved. I was looking at the degree of solidity in the egg yolk, cream, custard. I've reached a beautiful texture. Tim Osman says, that actually looks pretty good, JF. Absolutely. And to show even more tantalizing imaging, I will show you guys my cover page. Let's see here. White people food. White people food by J.F. Gariepy, available in September or October. Survival, frugality, happiness. White people food is a broad examination of European and European descent food culture. Not only the grand bistro dishes, roast, sauces, pastries, and preserved meats, but also the burgers, hot dogs, fries, casseroles, gas station snacks, supermarket shortcuts, picnic salads, pub plates, and family meals that people eat. It treats this food world as one living system of survival, frugality, pleasure, technique, memory, and invention. This is my great opus to the culinary world. I am very proud of this book. I cannot wait for you guys. There's all sorts of comedic places in the book. Here I have pig feet stuffed with their meatballs too. So here I have made a meatball stew in the Quebecois tradition, and then I made a rolled pig feet in the French tradition, and then I put the stew inside the pig feet. I have a chicken fried steak right here. Chicken fried steak, a disgusting recipe, but it had to be there because it's part of white people history. It had to be in there. I'm also giving you guys the best advice on deep frying in southern ways, making breakfast using chicken, deep fried chicken, deep fried pork chops. I'm giving you some bistro advice on presentation and complex meals. Here, this is my cashew duck, morel mushroom, maple syrup crystallized cashews, rare sous vide cooked duck breast, a slice of fried pear with a glaze of reduced raspberry, with bok choy bed and a deglazed duck sauce. Absolute deliciousness with a little piece of foie gras here hidden under the duck. Yeah, it's a fascinating book. Here, The Dishwashing Algorithm. The Dishwashing Algorithm is the ultimate mastery of how to clean dishes. And it's a cycle. You have to evaluate certain questions. There are if-then relationships. Solidified or liquid grease, you remove it with a paper towel. Then you soak 2 to 30 minutes. Then you scrub, but only with a steel wool. Only with a steel wool do you scrub your pan. you have to remove all fat before you jump to the sponge state, where you don't want to get your sponge browned. So you finish with hot water and steel wool. And once you're 99% clean, you move to the sponge and soap stage. So you've essentially cleaned the whole thing with hot water and steel. And then you move with the sponge, you just do the finish. The role of the soap is really a finish. You don't want the soap to be wasted on the rough stuff. The rough stuff is all indulged with hot water and steel wool. Then you bring back your pan into the cycle of life that the dishwashing algorithm is. You use stainless steel and Pyrex. You don't use these nonstick pans. I will show you everything you have to buy. Here I got some Sloppy Joes. Sloppy Joes and fries. You can follow my fries recipes for the best fries, the absolute perfect fries. We got some beef kidney processing here with maple syrup and a Quebecois adaptation. And then I also go very Nordic and Eastern European, things that I didn't know about when I started this book, but Chevapi, Eastern European or Central European meal. It's a pita bread or some sort of ciabatta bread with raw onions and little sausages that they make specially for this sandwich. I got the tactical guides are absolute insanity. The tactical guide, and perhaps my biggest discovery of this meal is a Canadian meal of the whole book, Rappi Pie with Velouté. This is the best way I've ever tasted to prepare a whole chicken. This is a chicken transformed into a potato and onion pie with an absolute chickeny taste, velouté sauce. It is easy to make. 4 ingredients. Chicken, potatoes, onions, and butter. And it leads to this delicious crispy thing with crispy skin on top. The tactical guides are a complete review of everything you can do with a single meal. Something like burgers, hot dogs. What do you want to do if you're going for a hot dog? Well, you have the full list of actions you can make onto a hot dog right here. And it's the totality of what's done in the European world onto a hot dog. Choose your bun, all of the buns that were ever used. Choose your sausage, choose your bun treatment. Do you want it duck fat toasted? Do you want it griddled inside, griddled outside? Do you want cheese steam finish, barbecue lacquer on the sausage, English mustard, maple mustard, sriracha mayo, Tabasco, tzatziki sauce? Choose your relish, pickle, acid. Choose your onions, cabbage, slaw, vinegar slaw, red slaw, Carolina slaw, apple slaw. Do you want to put some poutine gravy, pastrami, corned beef, bolognese sauce, Texas chili? Everything that has been ever done on a hot dog is in the hot dog guide. And as far as the totality of the content, and this will be my last comment before we close the show. It was a great pleasure to have you with me tonight, people on the chat. That is the table of contents. So my tactical guides, they cover the breakfast sandwich, the breakfast platter, the charcuterie plate, the chicken wings, the crudité platters, the fries, the burger, the hot dog, the brown sauce, and the white sauce. You will have restaurant level performance on producing these things. And as far as the rest of the book is all categorized under various categories. Breakfasts, brunch and bites, sandwiches, salads, soups, appetizers, fries, sides, meat, festive and special meals, bread, pasta, pots and braised meals, fish and seafood, cannings, experimental fusion, and dessert. And the great finish of this book that just closes the curtain perfectly, my last recipe, which was added quite late, That's one that I really like. Strawberry rhubarb yogurt tart. This is a delicious expression of European cuisine. And then the last dessert, I really like this page. Apple pie with a slice of cheddar cheese.